RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Boy Erased, now playing in area theaters.
An early shot in Joel Edgerton's Boy Erased is a close-up of an Arkansas license plate proudly declaring the state motto, Land of Opportunity. Edgerton found an easy slice of irony to show off because college freshman Jared has anything but opportunity. He is cornered into a series of situations his elders assure him are completely up to him and his free will. However, when the consequence of answering those questions are being severed from your family and the only life you've ever known, certain questions answer themselves. Jared trusted his deeply religious parents enough to share with them his darkest secret, knowing they would help him through the most difficult time in his life, as any loving parent would. However, Jared miscalculated. His father, who spouts his reliance on God-given core beliefs every other sentence, sees the devil in his son, who admits he thinks about men and might be a homosexual, a word one does not utter in that house. Jared, played by Lucas Hedges, realizes in high school who he really is. Kissing his cheerleader girlfriend feels nothing like what his peers are craving and chasing. However, it's easy enough to shield the truth from parents when you're away at college. Practicing an early form of a key theme from the film, fake it till you make it, Jared pretends he is the earnest heterosexual preacher's boy his parents raised him to be. In fact, Jared is an all-around perfect kid. He loves and respects his parents, is a good student, does the right thing when nobody is looking. Jared has integrity. To the evangelical sect, a faith based more on people they will not tolerate rather than who they love, everything Jared is and will become is eclipsed by the grievous sin of homosexuality. It is his only defining personality characteristic, one influenced by faulty DNA and learned deviant behavior. Lucky for those who proclaim all of life's problems have easy answers waiting for them within the King James Bible, is that learned behaviors can be unlearned. They can be cured. Dad, played by Russell Crowe, says it's the refuge program or else they will cut off contact, both financial support and love. Mom, played by Nicole Kidman, shows hints of more reticence, but acquiesces to the situation's patriarchal leadership. A series of 12 day-long sessions where reformed homosexuals instruct on how to stand like a man, think like a man, and repent like a man is just what Jared needs. Jared's classmates run the spectrum from the truly beat-down homosexual sinners whose parents are tired of literally beating them with the Bible to those clearly faking it until they make it. If the boy doesn't shake another boy's hands, merely salutes, then this lack of touching will quiet his homosexual urges. If the boy stands with his feet shoulder-width apart, hands on hips, and displays proper man-spreading when seated, then those demonic homosexual tendencies can come nowhere near their pure Christian hearts. The refuge program comes off as absurd as it sounds, yet its lesson plans and goal to pray the gay away are apparently far more common than us non-holy rolling evangelical Protestants understand. Edgerton, who also plays the program's leader, Victor Sykes, is not mocking anybody's religious faith. In adapting Gerard Conley's memoir about his traumatic experience in the program, Edgerton shows how blind religious faith based on hatred and ignorance harms the very offspring parents are charged to protect and nurture. The refuge program is not a house of horrors. There are no dungeons or medieval torture devices employed to beat the devil out of wayward hearts and minds. Yet, emotional and spiritual torture weapons are launched with gusto and even malice. Jared's 12-day experience is an assessment. Can he be literally set straight with the infomercial version of the cure? Or will he require a year-long, live-in, more intense cleansing? Recognizing the financial conflict of interest and other shoddy instructional techniques involved in his amateur diagnosis and increasingly alarming therapeutic role-playing, easygoing and trustworthy Jared begins to push back and question authority for the first time in his life. What price is a parent's love when the cost is one's body and soul? Dad is an immovable stone of black and white, but Kidman's portrayal of Mom is more nuanced, most of all because Edgerton allots her far more screen time. I am not completely sold watching Kidman as a bleached southern Bible thumper, but she fulfills her role as a mom who may just choose her son above her husband, and what he declares are the Lord's instructions. Boy Erased is chock-full of Aussies, including Kidman, Crow, and Edgerton, which is most likely a choice to work with who you're comfortable with, rather than any wry wink at outlanders playing American religious fanatics. But the script plays with some linguistic sleights of hand, as when Dad threatens Jared with, "You better be straight with us." And how well thought out the Don't Be Gay instruction manual is, when it affirms the homosexual must always come back to dog's true design. The parents and reformed gay instructors truly believe they don't do things to the kids, but for them. As long as they believe homosexuality is a disease from an actual hell, and that books like The Picture of Dorian Gray and Lolita can turn you gay just by reading them, the kids who discover they belong to the LGBTQ community within this stifling, close-minded world will not find understanding and caring where they need it the most, at home and from the church. Dog help them all. That is why I give Boy Erased 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Boy Erased is rated R, now playing at AMC Sundial 20, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, the Studio Movie Grill, Seminole, AMC Veterans 24, AMC Woodland Square 20, AMC Bradenton 20, Burns Court Cinema, and AMC Sarasota 12.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.